Log Talk Radio.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, all you
good evening,
ladies. We are talk to the twins. And I'm Butterfly.
And this is Angel Wing. Yes, honey.
Oh, wow. She did that. Okay.
Yes. Well, we have to do it.
Yes, we are live once again on PNP Talk to the Twins show, broadcasting live. We have a special guest that we are so excited about having on our show.
Yes.
We met her about a year ago, and at the grand opening of her event center and her studio, salon and studio. And we just fell in love with her and connected right away. And we're just so glad to have her on PNP Talk to the Twins this evening.
Yes.
But she is CEO, business mogul. She's had several businesses. And we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of women in business. The nitty-gritty. And women in business and real bosses. She is a real boss. You can't have anything but mad respect for this young lady. We're so proud of her, to know her, and to have her on the show today.
So without further ado, we have the CEO of Universal Studios Suites Salon. Yes, Miss Keela Taylor.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're great.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you. And that introduction was amazing. The introduction was amazing. Thank you. I'll take it.
It's true. It's so true. We are so inspired by you and how savvy of a businesswoman that you are. We just want to know, let our audience know what you're all about, your background, and how you started as a businesswoman.
Well, for starters, I hear boss all the time. You know, everybody's like a boss or whatever, but I don't see myself as a boss. I mean, I just simply see myself still climbing the ladder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I come from nothing. I set goals, you know. I reach the goals, but it's like I'm still climbing. So reality hasn't quite set in yet, even for a university salon, which is like my biggest venture, you know, thus far. Like, reality has not yet set in. I don't know when it's going to hit me, but I don't know. Maybe it's just a real. I don't know. But, hey, I'm living a dream, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. I love that. You said you're living a dream. That's amazing. And a lot of us, we have dreams and we aspire to be something greater than what we already are. But give us some insight on Universal Salons. What is Universal Salons and how can others find you?
Universal Salons, we took a 10,000 plus square foot facility, and we, you know, divided it into, you know, between 100 and 300 square foot spaces for beauty industry professionals. So it's kind of like it puts you in the mind of a virtual, you know, office, but, you know, it's mini salons. So I got into the whole salon suite business. You know, I did it from a real estate standpoint because, you know, my background is insurance. I'm licensed, you know, in property and casualty, and I developed a passion for real estate investing after, you know, writing lots of policies for these real estate investors in Atlanta. You know, they are here playing Monopoly, so it's like, you know, dang, I want a piece of this pie, you know?
Exactly.
So I developed a passion for real estate investing. I got into residential real estate, and residential wasn't for me, you know, so I tapped into the whole commercial you know, aspect, and I love it. I learned about the Salon Suites concept. I was in L.A. back in 2011. I learned about the, you know, that concept then, and I wanted to do it ever since. I saw the concepts popping up everywhere. You know, I'm from Cincinnati. I saw them popping up in Little Cincinnati. So it was like, oh, my God, I got to get it. I got to get it. And it's not a cheap business, you know. It's not cheap at all, but I was determined, you know.
Wow.
I was determined. Yeah. So I took little money and, you know, I invested it and, you know, flipped it, you know, and let my money grow and, you know, started the whole, you know, found a space in Midtown. And
wow.
Then the Marquee, that was an added bonus, you know, where I met you ladies at, and, you know, y'all were amazing. You guys were amazing.
Thank
like,
you.
That was an added bonus. Like, that room over there, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to use this room instead of demoing the entire building. I'm going to use this room and let them, you know, utilize the space for, like, you know, classroom seminars, trainings, things like that.
Awesome.
And as we were renovating that room, because we renovated the Marquee first, but as we renovated that room, we were getting a lot of outsiders wanting to utilize the space for events. And I'm like, well, shoot, I'm not going to sleep on that money, so let's do it. We put a name on it, me and my sister, you know. We called it the Marquee.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I love that name. That name is awesome. And you know what? What you said, the determination, and that's what it takes, determination and willpower to see things through and to set goals. And that's why you are such an inspiration to not only, you know, myself, but to young black girls and women that are out there trying to figure out who they are. So we applaud you for that, you and your sister.
Thank you. Thank you. I try not to put myself in a box, but I hear you. I hear you, especially in 2016. You know, you would think that in this world we will be moving forward, you know, with diversity, but it seems like we're moving back into segregation, and I hate that because I got best friends who I, you know, consider my sister who are Caucasian, you know?
Right.
I like white men, you know? I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm
like,
right,
yeah. You know? Yeah, but it's like,
yes.
You know? But, you know, I don't want to, I don't want to put myself in a box. Like, you know, we're, us as African-American women, we're great.
Right.
We're great.
Exactly.
Look at Oprah, you know, she's not like, you know, I'm a black woman billionaire or whatever. She's a billionaire.
Right.
You know, we're who we're supposed to be. We are great.
Exactly.
Bronze, gold, brown, black, maroon,
exactly.
We're great.
Exactly. So true. So true. And then, you know,
I love that you're
in the beauty industry, and that's a billion-dollar industry in itself. So you having that plus the event side of it at the Marquee, that just is phenomenal. I mean, who would have thought of that? For real.
I certainly didn't think of it. I didn't. I swear to God. Like, I didn't even get into the industry from looking at it from a beauty standpoint. You know, I got into it from a real estate standpoint, but I'm now in the beauty industry, and I love it. Like, I love it. I am, like, one of the lowest maintenance people, women, you would ever meet. I know y'all see the social media, and a lot of people, you know, they say I be looking fabulous and stuff. When I tell you, it take me literally 30 minutes at the most, because it don't take me long to do a full face makeup, and you see my hair, I'm natural. Like, I mean, I'm very low maintenance and gold type of female. So I love the fact that I'm in the beauty industry now. I mean, I'm learning a lot from these people. I love it. They're my mentors, and, you know, they admire me, but they inspire, you know what I'm saying? Like, I admire them also.
Yes,
and
you have given them a platform too to, you know, showcase their abilities and different things, because when you hear Universal Salon and Suites, I'm here, and then you're like, oh wow, you know, Keila and Keisha, you know, you got the tailors, and so, you know, you have given them some great opportunities, seriously, and you know, here in Georgia and Atlanta, beauty is huge, especially hair, makeup, lashes, and different things.
Oh, yeah.
And events are by the dozen. So we can't even keep up with events. We're, like, running here and there. It's like, whoa,
because so many events. So you have definitely made a wise choice, and we commend you for it because it's a need. I mean, because you can't hardly find events or venues now to have an event because, you know, they're all booked up, you know, until the end of the year. And then, you know, now you have a facility in addition to all the others that is beautiful. Your facility is beautiful. We love it. So.
Thank you so much. I'm always finding ways to revamp it, you know. And like you say, there's event spaces are always booked up. Well, mine, I have a calendar that's available for people. So come on, give me a call. Look, call me. We have several availabilities. You know, it's still considered new, so we're still getting the name out there. But, you know, it's like it's picking up, and I'm so freaking happy. It's picking up.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. So let our listeners know how to get in touch with you in order to book your venue.
Well, I mean, for starters, you know, you can find us on Instagram. It's at the Marquee Venue, and that's Marquee, M-A-R-K-E, Venue. You can email us, bookings@themarqueevenue.com, and check out our website. I don't push the website enough. It's www.themarqueevenue.com. So we're there. And as far as the salon suites, it's at Universal Salon Suites on Instagram. And the same with the website, universalsalonsuites.com.
All right. That is some good
information. And my personal Instagram is at King Kela Official, and that's K-E-L-A, at King Kela Official.
Okay. Because I was looking for you. The other day, I'm like, because I'm looking for Miss Official, and I'm like, wait a minute, I think she has something different, because yours is very unique, King Official.
Yeah, I changed it, you know, I call myself trying to revamp too. Oh, because I started the Men's Grooming Lounge, Style King.
Oh.
I have that also. You ladies got to come check it out. Y'all haven't been back, like, y'all got to come check it out. It's inside Universal Salons. I took the largest quad, which is 418 square feet. And this is for the men. I get a lot of barbers who inquire, but, you know, I guess barbers, I don't know, you know, they, I don't know what their, you know, what the deal is, but, you know, we put, you know, created this beautiful space for them. It is for the man, okay, for our king.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Come check that out.
Oh, I
bet
that's nice. That's neat, too, because we have a lot of men that love to groom themselves. I love a well-groomed man. So Style Kings is where it's at. So they'll feel more comfortable to come in, you know, because it's catered to them. You are so smart now.
You know, I try. I mean, look, I'm not smart. You know, I'm learning as I go. Like, these men, we see it every day. I mean, these men, they bring the women in to, you know, get pampered or whatever. And it's like they sit out there in the lobby waiting for the woman. And it's like, listen. Y'all, they don't really, they don't acknowledge themselves. I ain't about that. That's gay. No, it's not. I want my man's nails to look good. I want his feet to look good.
Yes, exactly. Now, let me ask you, do you cater to any children as far as haircuts or young girls getting their hair done as well?
Yes.
Like for proms?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I'm trying to do more, you know, philanthropic, you know, things pertaining to that because, like I said, and I mean, I love animals. Like, I love dogs. I rescue dogs. But, I have this, you know, salon suite, and we've been doing a lot of, you know, a lot more of that. You know, we're going to start going to some schools and doing some self-esteem, you know, workshops with the young, you know, the women. Then we're going to bring them to our facility and, you know, do some things for them with that. So I want to do something with the, I call it the universal movement. I want to do something at least once a month. You know, we did the cancer awareness. We're doing that, you know, we've been doing that the whole month of October. So we got some things, you know, lined up for the, you know, women, I mean, for the young girls, the young guys. Absolutely. Absolutely. They're our future. They got to look good, too. They got to represent.
Exactly. Yes. Now, go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know, I know you mentioned you know, me giving the professionals who rent from me, you know, a platform, you know,
mm-hmm.
I got to say, I have to say, they believed in me. There's plenty hair salons in Atlanta. There's plenty salon
right.
suites out there. So they believed in me, and they've given me a platform also. You know,
yeah.
make sure that I show them that I express that, you know, I can't express that enough. Like, you know, they believed in me, so I'm grateful for that. So they've also given me a platform too.
Amazing. So it works both ways, and that's how it's supposed to work. We lift each other up, and that's what
Absolutely.
I love about Universal Salons. Yes. So
we're you know,
definitely
we
going to have
enough.
To check it
we
out.
We need to do it more. Yes,
exactly.
please. Yes. Come on.
Yes, we're going to have to come down there because, you know, we have the natural hair going, so we're going to have to, you know, sling these wigs off and come down there and let you get up in the
look,
hair.
Or come get a wig made, come get a facial.
Ooh.
You know, my girl Ashley will hook y'all up with those nice facials, Ashley and Sean, Chi-Chi, Alonzo, they make some bomb-ass wigs. Oh, excuse my language.
Oh, wow.
Megan.
Oh, no words.
Look, they make wigs. We got Tammy. She does healthy hair, like whenever you want to take the wig off, you know. I got
uh-huh.
my wig, too, but I take it off, and I get those hydrating treatments or whatnot. We got some talented individuals. Talented.
Amazing.
Yes, girls.
So,
come on, twins. Come on.
Yes,
I got y'all.
Twins will be down there styling. We'll be your hair model. A facial
yes.
model, either one. Yes, yes. We are excited about Universal Salons, and we want you to, again, tell the listeners how to find you and where to find you. Where is your location?
We're located 1210 Fowler Street. It is centrally located in the heart of Midtown, exclusively located on Fowler Street. Look, my marketing is on point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
go, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
But, yes, we're, like, right there in the heart of Midtown. We're right next to Georgia Tech, 1210 Fowler Street. Come check us out.
Wow. Yes, come check them out. And are you open Monday through Saturday, or what times are you open?
So the concierge is from Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. However,
okay.
the professionals, they work whenever. I mean, they have 24-hour access. So
awesome.
They're in there at midnight getting it in, you know. They're in there as early
yeah.
as 5 a.m. getting it in. You know, sometimes we don't leave till 3 a.m., if you know, when there's
wow.
events and whatnot. Oh, yeah. So it's around the clock. We gets it in.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Now, that's business savvy and a Renaissance woman live on PNP.
Thank
Talk
you.
To the twins, honey.
Twins.
Yes, and we love it. Yes. Well, we want to thank you so much, Keela, for being on our show. We look forward to seeing more of you, doing more shows with you, so you can help us, you know, reach the masses, because we want the world to know that women can do more than one thing. And you are a prime example of that. So thank you so much for being on PNP Talk to the Twins.
Thank you. Listen, ladies, thank y'all for having me. This is a woman's world, okay? The men just live in it. Thank you, ladies, so much. This was
thank
an
you.
Honor. This was fun.
Thank you.
And blessings. We'll see you soon for the next event.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, that was awesome. We just had the opportunity to speak with Keela Taylor, CEO of Universal Salon and Suites, and also the Marquis down at Midtown
yes,
Atlanta.
Yes.
They're in between downtown Atlanta. Yes, Fowler Street. No, it's right
yes.
down close to Atlantic Station. So if you need like some kind of landmark to find it, it's close to Atlantic Station, close to also, Georgia Tech downtown, it is universal. It really is. It's state-of-the-art. She has had some great
yes.
construction done inside where she remodeled it. It's just beautiful. If you have an event, if you see a venue, the marquee venue is where it's at. We need to have our anniversary down there.
Anniversary oh, yes. We'll talk to the twins show.
Yes. We're going to have to connect that. Yes, we're going to have to go down and make an appointment. A hair appointment,
oh, yeah.
a nail appointment, my feet is jacked up. And we're going to have to get it all together and go down there. And then we're going to step right on next door and have our Talk to the Twins anniversary.
Exactly. Oh, just lay it out. See, I love how you plan. My twin is always planning things.
Yes. There is a one-stop shop. We'll be ready.
One-stop shop. Don't ready. You stop.
Yes. Stand
yes.
On the, you know, we have to have a pink, purple, and red carpet because, you know, we like all of them.
We love all the colors, even the yellow. But everybody, we thank you so much for tuning in to Talk to the Twins. Talk to the Twins, yeah. Woo! Oh, you know you love it.
So you heard here live on PNP Talk to the Twins. This woman, she said she came from nothing and she made something
right.
of her life. So if you are feeling like you are at the bottom of the bottom, I'm telling you, this story should inspire you to be able
yes.
to come out of it. And we hope that it reaches someone out there that has a vision. You have to have a vision. You have to have a
yes.
goal. You have to have a focus on your life and what you want to do with it. Like she said, she's been in business over, and determination. She's been in business over 11 years, 12 to 11 years. And she, it probably wasn't a fast, you know, climb for her, but she climbed the ladder and she continued.
Yes.
And she was determined to get to where she is. And now she has this beautiful salon and suite and this venue to host events and classes and seminars. And I'm telling you, you should definitely check it out. Make sure you check it out because we are here to support. We have to support one another because we need one another. And so,
oh yes,
make sure you check her out, King Official Kela, K-E-L-A. Check her out on Instagram. She's posting. She's fabulous. She's a Renaissance woman, and also,
yes,
I'm telling you, she has style. You know what I mean? And she's not afraid
yes,
to,
she does.
To put herself out there. And you can tell she's a woman that really, you know, knows who she is. But she's
yes,
so
classy.
Nice. I love everyone. Very classy. Very classy. I like that. Outfit she had on the last time you were at the event, that was really
oh yeah, wasn't she awesome? And you know what I love
yeah.
about her, the one main thing that I want a lot of women to hear, she's nice
yes.
to other people. You don't have to be you don't have
yeah.
to be a business to have a business. You can be nice and you can survive, you can thrive, and you don't have to be a mean girl to do it. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Oh, you get a hand clap for that. That's
I
word.
Know. I did a hand clap or stomp. Get a shot on. Give it to me.
Yes, that's
yes.
Okay. Well, we like to have fun on our show. This is PNP Talks to Twins. We are live. So we just finished an awesome interview with Kela Taylor. Check her out. She has Universal
yes.
Salon and Suite in Atlanta. And also, she has the Marquee Venue. I love it. So she has other businesses as well, but you know we focused on those two a lot. And so and the Style Kings that she just started, the Style Kings. I think you were at that
yes.
event, Patrika.
Yes,
yeah,
the
I
grand
mean,
opening of Style Kings. Oh what?
Yes.
Oh no, you didn't.
I caught you after that.
I know.
Yes.
I don't do that again. No.
So tell us, how was that event when you went to see the grand opening of Style Kings?
Oh, wow. That event was fabulous. You hear me? The red carpet was rolled out. The people came. They gave support. They gave love. The venue itself on the inside, marble from the floor, mirrored down. Beautiful venue because, you know, we love interior decorating. So it was decorated to perfection, I tell you. So if you want to do a great event at a fabulous, classy venue, you better make it on down to the Marquee Venue. And that's from Talk to the Twins.
Yes, we're here to promote, honey. We don't want to let no one miss the opportunity to get it
exactly.
in.
Well, listen.
I had to turn off our little background music. You know, we had a little jazz going on because I didn't want to confuse all the young. But the jazz was jumping. You know, we like to have the little classy jazz.
Yes, classy jazz.
But you know what? You know, we want all our listeners also to remember to keep tuning in to PNP Talk to the Twin. We are accepting sponsors. If you have a event that you're trying to launch, we would gladly have you on our show for a small fee. We also do advertising for a small fee, well, a great fee. You don't have to worry about getting your business exposed, because Talk to the Twin Show, we are your exposing situation station.
Cool, okay. Well, you came up out the box with that.
Yes, sir.
All right. You are one advertising I love
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too. Hit us up on Instagram, or you can DM us on Instagram if you need advertising. Also, go to Twice Twins or talktothetwinsshow@gmail.com. All that runs together. talktothetwinsshow@gmail.com for your advertising needs. And we'll get right back with you.
Yes, we will. Once again, this has been another fabulous show. We have been enjoying ourselves and laughing. We thank all the callers. Our line was lit up. I hope they didn't have any questions, because I didn't even let them talk. But we thank you for listening in on PNP Talk to the Twins.
Yeah.
The lines were lit up. I mean, the board was off the chain. I was all
Yay!
Over the place trying to click, click, click here and there. And we love it when we have a full, low audience. So we know that you out there have heard the word about Keila Taylor and Keisha Taylor. We had Keila on today. And we talked about the marquee venue and all the big happenings going on. So if you are in the Atlanta area, make sure you check them out. Check those ladies out. We are here to support. You know, we are stronger together than we are apart. So why don't we just unite? I mean, all across the board. And like she said, she doesn't like to put herself in a box, because she likes all races, you know, and we are too. We grew up with all races. You know, we're Japanese anyway, but people don't believe us because we're dark skinned Japanese. But it's
we were born, got more melanin.
Yeah, we got a lot more melanin. So, yeah, Keila, honey, girl, you got some Japanese sisters right here that you don't know about. Yes. So you never know what you're gonna get into. You know, people are universal, and that's why I like the universal salon of suits, because we're gonna bring some university to it, you know, and diversity.
Exactly. You said a mouthful, so, sister. You told the truth.
I told the truth, honey. We are black knees, and people need to know this. That's what twins are. Yes. And we are very diverse, and we just love it, love doing this show. This is our passion, and, you know, we do it in order to inspire others and to have people like Keila Taylor on to talk about her business and what motivated her. And I just keep going back to how she said, I came from nothing. That is huge, because a lot of people have come from nothing, and they just don't want to do anything with their life. But that right there should be enough to motivate you. So if you're listening out there, if you know someone, let them hear this show, because they can hear Keila Taylor and hear, you know, what motivated her and her goal to get started and to become a business woman, renaissance woman, and a mogul, because she's making some definite imprints in Atlanta and all over the world. We're going to say she's international. And the twins are international also. So I would like to say hello to our friends in Africa. Hello to our friends
UK.
In America. The UK.
UK,
what's up? We see you out there. And also
King Danny.
Atlanta. Yes, Japan, our homeland.
Jamaica,
also,
we love you, Inanna. In Jamaica, yes, our buddy.
Yes, the hotel out there that we stayed at. And also we want to thank Chicago, Atlanta, New York, California, Las Vegas, Nevada, Wyoming, hey, even Phoenix, Arizona is in the building. We love you, and make sure you tune in next week to PNP Talk to the
Talk
Twins.
Talk to the Twins.
You are listening to Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.